Yo, what up? It's Donut, and we are tuned into All Your Illuminati News with the one-on-one podcast, the movie Troll. And the troll, he doing the Illuminati eye right there.
Illuminati confirmed.
I'm doing some deep research into Florida and its connection with Disney and obviously Walt Disney, which is one of the most influential companies ever. But the idea is that they use the land. And it plays into the whole Tartaria, the mountains are fossilized giant. I don't go that far, but it kind of plays into that, right? This predictive program, like, what are they getting you ready for? Are they trying to hint something at Hollow Earth? And this idea of trolls, I did a gnome episode on the Old World Florida page, its connection to Florida. It's connected to the homunculus because according to Paracelsian lore, if you let a homunculus grow into old age, it becomes a mythical beast. Either a giant, a dwarf, a gnome, and maybe perhaps that's how you have cryptids. And since the last time you and I talked, I've been connecting different ideas. Like if you think about the leprechaun.
Illuminati confirmed.
Well, what does the leprechaun do? It's a little man that leads you to gold. Well, in the Anunnaki story, what were humans created for, bro? To mine for gold. Alchemy, they say, well, the magnum opus is turning base metals into gold. Well, why waste your time turning base metals into gold and you can create a little magical man to lead you to the treasures, to lead you to the gold, and also divinate for you. So tell you all things hidden, reveal things that nobody else knows because they come from the art, which is alchemy, and they know everything. It's already imbued in them, that it's already embedded in them. I've been connecting a lot of dots and it's starting to come all together, and the trolls are part of that mythology. There is the Bock Tower here in Florida, a very enigmatic place. And the lore of that mountain that it's on, Iron Mountain here in Florida, the highest peninsular point in Florida. And the Lord of the Rings, where do the dwarves and all these things come from? From Iron Mountain. So this guy built this tower on top of the highest place here. It's Lake Wales Ridge. The lore of that Iron Mountain, bro, is that the indigenous people worshipped it because supposedly there was a meteorite that hit there and it magnetized the area. To bring it back to the troll, they're doing what? They're desecrating the land, and that's why the, you know, spoiler alert, that's why the troll comes out. What these elites do is they'll take these places, these sacred areas, and they'll build on top of them. You know, you have Michael Bloomberg, one of the most advanced buildings in the world, built on top of a Mithraean temple for, again, the Mithraic mysteries, if you know anything about that. And allegedly, it's got its own magnetic field. So it's hinting at the fact that there might be a portal of some sorts. When they were building the building, they found this temple and they moved it. They moved it back to its original area. So that they're literally moving these temples around, these old temples around, dude. And this is one of the richest men in the world. And he just so happens to have a Roman Mithraeum, just for no reason.
In Florida, they were building a building, and this building was not allowed to have bells. As I just watched this troll movie, and they were playing the bells, and the troll went crazy. Can you tell us a little bit about that on the Iron Mountain?
The Bock Singing Tower, which is the tower that built on Iron Mountain. It's a beautiful tower. I've been there. This tower is very enigmatic. Now look at that door, dude. It's all very alchemical. It's very exclusive. You can't go in the tower. It's got different levels. One of the levels was actually one of the wealthiest Chinese families in the world donated to have a certain floor built. They're connected to chemistry. They're related to oil, right? They're oil people. So they always have, you know, Rockefeller had a chemist on payroll. All these guys had a chemist on payroll. It all goes back to alchemy, bro. They're transmuting fiction into reality. They're tapping into something because this tower is aligned with Coral Castle in Florida. And it's got the biggest library of bell literature in there, dude. The world's biggest library of bell literature is in that tower. That's Edward Bock. He's reflecting. So they built it in front of this reflection, and again, mirroring these realities as above, so below type of thing. And that's very important because the mirror to the wizard or to the alchemist is important, right? You have Edward Kelly, and this is Edward Bock. Edward Kelly used the scrying mirror with John Dee. Carolyn Player, that played the instrument, the bells there, he was referred to Edward Bock by John D. Rockefeller, the very first guy to play the bells in that tower. And the instance that I told you about, it was I believe Henry Flagler, my other friend knows it better, Dr. Narcolongo, he was giving this building up and he said, hey, you can build whatever you want, just don't put bells in it. Because if you think about the idea of bells, some people say bells open up portals, the resonance and the frequencies. And look at the movie. They put this in movies where they're able to, again, warp people's perceptions. I think even in the Hunchback of, was it Notre Dame or Notre Dame? There's bells in that as well. And if you look at the beginning of that movie, the way that the cathedrals, because the cathedrals, bro, are crazy. I think that they were used. It goes back to Pythagorean palaces where these buildings are talismans. They are, and there was a Renaissance era theologian stated that back then these buildings were the homunculus of the architects. Like, he literally says that. These buildings are the homunculus of the architect. And if you think about it, for example, here in Florida, they built with coquina cement, and it's a special type of rock that's embedded with shell. Well, it's embedded with life, bro. So if you think about it, these buildings, look up Coral Castle. And again, another Edward Leeds Scanlon. This guy was 5 foot tall, bro. He was probably a homunculus.
Illuminati confirmed.
He built this all by himself. He's 100 pounds, okay? This place is wild, dude. This dude built that entire place all by himself. If you go there, bro, it's giant. And it's at the very tip. It's in the Everglades. So Homestead, Florida. It's at the very end of Florida. And dude, he moved all that by himself, 100 pounds. And he only worked at night. And he stated that he had figured out the secrets of how they built the pyramids of Giza. Some people say that they would see him levitate. That's like a telescope. So it's got four quadrants. And I think it's the Polaris, the North Pole star. I think it's in the different quadrants depending on what time of the year it is. And you can look through. There's a rock in front of that that has a straight hole straight into the telescope, to the sundial, whatever it is. Yeah,
just like the Georgia Guidestones.
Yes, exactly. So this guy knew about the alignment. And this is aligned with the Bach Tower, bro.
When you say aligned with the Bach Tower, does that mean it's like on the same ley line? Yes. Like aligned?
Mm-hmm. The same ley line, dude. So these people, and again, he lives in kind of like a tower. Again, back to the alchemist. Look at that. Those were his tools. He had his heart broken, so he built this place for his one true love. And then look up Coral Castle, alien face. So people said that he would work at night, and they would see him levitating the rocks. They would say that he had help from aliens. There's all these crazy conspiracies. And there's that face in the rocks.
Oh, I see. This is like super connected with the troll. Because the troll is, you can see the faces of the troll in the rocks.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, Michael, I think his name is Michael Tillinger. One of these famous, he talks a lot about the fossilized remains of the Titans, which I don't subscribe to that idea. I don't think that every single piece of fossilized rock is a toe of a Titan or something. But I think that they're tapping into something. And again, back to the subconscious. The reason that these movies draw us in is because they're tapping into something that could have potentially been real for our ancestors. And the true Akashic records, in my opinion, is our DNA. Information is passed down genetically. So by us being in a trance when we're watching these movies, these sigils, this cinema, they're tapping into that part of our subconscious that was our ancestors, maybe perhaps fighting these trolls or gnomes or whatever it is. Maybe we have them not classified correctly. Maybe they are how Manly P. Hall talks about their energies, their elementals, their energies that even perhaps man sometimes projects from his psyche because we're that powerful, right? We're able to project things. And yeah, so you have people who subscribe to this idea that there is fossilized remains or petrified remains of these Titans.
Bro, I mean, you're so smart, bro. I'm so happy that you're on here right now breaking this down, because I've been just looking at these images of these trolls, and you also got internet trolls, and I'm sure that plays into the whole memetic sigil magic. Yes. As well, dwarves as well, and elves, and all these different gnomes, and that they seem to be related. Wagner,
yeah, that's how they say
Richard Wagner. He wrote about Alberic, and this, they stole like Lord of the Rings, and all this was, I heard, plagiarized by Wagner. He wrote about this character, the Alberic, which was a dwarf. The book was called Der Ring des Nibelungen, The Ring of Niblagung, Niblung, right? The Lord of the Rings, the ring of the ring cycle, Wagner's ring. So it goes into that whole
lore. Yeah. There's a story from the 50s in Florida next to the Bock Tower, where there was a lady who they captured a little hairy man about a foot tall that was stealing their oranges. So it's in a book called Eerie Florida. In this book, he interviewed the lady. So they found this little hairy man and then they arrested him, dude. They arrested the little hairy man. They took him. There he is in the little box. That's from the book. And when they take him, a whole horde of these little hairy men come out and start attacking this lady's house, dude. So she had to call the police again to bring them back out, to bring the little man back out. They got a stone that was blessed from Ireland and they put it in this orange grove. And apparently the gnomes know that with that stone, that's a sacred area, so they don't steal from it. But this is in Florida, bro. This is next to that Bock Tower, literally in view from that Bock Tower. So the conspiracy is that we came up with is that Mr. Edward Bock either had an alchemist on deck, on payroll, or he was the wizard in the tower. according to Dungeons and Dragons lore, the official narrative of having a wizard having a tower is because it gives them a tactical advantage, and also it gives them an unobscured view of the stars for astrology. Who builds towers, bro? I mean, look at New York. I mean, all the wealthy people build towers. You got skyscrapers.
The towers in the Lord of the Rings.
You have
called like the Two Towers.
The Two Towers. You have the Twin Towers, 9/11. You have the phallus symbolism with the tower.
Right.
You have the Washington Monument. That's also a tower. And if you look at the Bock Tower, it looks similar to this Lord of the Rings tower with the Eye of Sauron on the top of it.
I found researching into portals. I'll bring up some of the imagery that looks just like this. So it looks similar, this portal symbolism, the gateway portal, which is Polaris. You could see the eight different stars.
Mm-hmm.
So you got the eight different stars, and homeboy had the Polaris hole that he was looking through the telescope.
Mm-hmm.
And Polaris is on top of this mountain, and in a Stargate as well, the movie, and in the Vatican, they got that, and also the Freemasonic compass, the top of it is Polaris. Here's 2001 Space Odyssey here on the left.
How trippy is that movie, bro? He becomes a homunculus at the end of that movie.
It looks like this though, right?
Yeah.
Sort of like how you got the phallic tower and then the top is that Polaris. And so what happens in 2001 Space Odyssey?
Going through time, right? He's going through a wormhole. He starts off as an old man. Then he gets younger and younger and younger. And then he becomes like this light being. That's him becoming a, and I think Kubrick actually, there's a few homunculus in his movies. In The Shining, the little boy has a homunculus in his finger. He talks to the homunculus in his finger.
And Red Rob. Even the cover right here, it's Polaris, the symbol.
It's a portal. So what I think is happening here, bro, is these are sigils. These are mandalas. These are things that they use to transport our consciousness to other dimensions, literally, right? The silver screen, the cinema magic, the cinema magicians. And if you look at Disney, if you look up the Cinderella Castle, Disney World, and if you compare it to the Vatican, where it looks like a key from the top, look at it on Google Earth, bro, real quick. It looks similar because, again, I'm doing research on this. It looks very similar to what you had just pulled up from the top. It's all about Pythagorean palaces. There you go. You see that right there? There's the keyhole, right? You have the center there, and it all meets up in that on that one point, dude. And check it out. Look at the castle. What does that remind you of? But it's a tower, right? Cinderella's castle. It's another tower as well. So they have the tower symbolism there.
And Bavaria, where the Illuminati was founded, Bavarian castle is what it is based off of, and it looks identical. This is what the Disney castle is based off of. And even Mickey Mouse's birthday is on 322 on November 18th as well. This is Hyperborea. So here's the Black Rock, 33 miles. And in the middle is the volcano. And then the four different magnetic poles. This is why right now I'm looking out for, in America, the Four Corners. You got Public Enemy. Why did they make their new album right here? What are you going to do when the grid goes down? in the four corners. Whoa. And even the Economist magazine shows the crypto downfall in the four corners.
At the four corners.
This is like that portal stuff.
I mean, that's next to Skinwalker, bro. And it plays into the whole 12 vile vortices, the 12 devil's triangles, where there's these 12 areas around the world that it's related to sacred geometry, where the veil is thinner. Dude, the veil is... You had that show Manifest that they canceled and then they brought it back. Why, were they getting too close to the truth? Where the plane goes through a wormhole, they come back 5 years later or however much time later. And they canceled that show, bro. Netflix canceled it and everybody was like... It was a crazy show, dude. It was wild. I was like, why would they cancel? It was so popular. And then they brought it back. Manifest.
Okay.
So, of course, right, Manifest. And let me bring this up real quick now that we're on the topic of portals, because... This is one of my favorite talks. Star Wars, the first movie, episode 4, A New Hope. And right, we're talking about George Ophiuchus, if you will.
Ophiuchus.
Yeah, Ophiuchus, where these guys are magicians. This is the scene, I don't know if you... I grew up on Star Wars. This has shaped generations of people who emulated this movie. And this is in the first episode that was ever released, episode 4, A New Hope, the Death Star exhaust port scene. They show this thing, and it stood out to me because I read a lot of occult literature. I look at a lot of symbology, especially with alchemy and all these things, and it reminded me of something that I'd seen before. And of course, I was moving my books around, and I stumbled across the entrance to the House of Mysteries by one of the greatest alchemists. And what alchemists do is they believe in visionary art. They step into these plates, and they...
Whoa. Check it out.
Illuminati confirmed.
It's called Entrance to the House of Mysteries. And the story behind this plate is Kunrath, I forget his first name, I think Heinrich or something. There are three copies of this book. So it's the Amphitheater of Eternal Wisdom. That this is there's a various plates. There's, I think, three copies in the world. And I was going to interview this owner of a bookstore here in Florida that has a copy of the Amphitheater of Eternal Wisdom. And the book is like $30,000+. And I was supposed to meet up with him in the morning. And we were going to go over this plate. We're going to go over the alchemical book. We're going to flip through it. I was going to record a video. It was going to be an awesome episode. And he ghosts me, bro, the morning of, as soon as I go to check him out. So I was like, all right, whatever. It's like, you know, no big deal. But maybe he got a call from the Illuminati or something. I don't know.
Illuminati confirmed.
Boom. This is, I overlaid it with the scene of the Death Star port. And it aligns very creepily if you look at it. And I have a buddy of mine who also pulled up the Bohemian Grove owl, and it looks like this shape too. If you look up the Bohemian Grove owl, the BC, it also looks very similar. So what I think, dude, these movies, and one of the original Coppolas literally said the magicians of antiquity, and I'm paraphrasing, or were the same as the magicians in Hollywood, like something like that. He paraphrases it, but one of the original Coppolas, which we have Nick Cage in there. And if you understand the idea of actors, they're vessels. They're alchemical vessels for characters, for, I don't want to say entities, but if you think about the concept of when a writer is making a movie, well, where do these characters exist? Do they exist in a parallel dimension that they've thought up themselves? And by casting a crew, you get what I'm saying? By casting a film crew, right, because there's always a casting, a person in charge of casting. They broadcast it to people. So maybe by having actors that invoke these energies, these archetypes that are in these people's heads in the ether, that's magic right there, bro. I mean, they're infusing these people and putting them on the silver screen for all people to see. And one of the things that I've seen on a lot of grimoires, which are magical texts that have recipes for magical practices. One of the things...
Grimoire is where we get grammar, right?
Yes, spelling. When you're spelling, you're casting a spell, absolutely. One of the interesting aspects that I found of grimoires, which is where grammar comes from, absolutely. A lot of these grimoires talk about how... Because remember, it's meant to be occulted. It's meant to be happening in private. They boast about how many will see and be in awe. Many will come to see what you're doing with this magic or occult ritual that you're doing. But it's like, wait, it's supposed to be a cult. So what do you, again, it's a good connection that I'm making, because what are movies? People go to see movies at theaters. If you look at the theater is almost like a cave, right? It's dark. Sometimes the floor is sticky. And if you look at all these secret societies, they meet up in caves. The Mithraic Mysteries, they all met up in caves. Mithras emerges from the cave. Freemasons meet in caves. They're kind of what I believe is initiating the masses. Again, another Manly P. Hall painting. The Death Star is an alchemical vessel. It's the belly of the beast for Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, Chewbacca, Princess Leia. And there's a transformation because it's the hero with 1,000 faces. So when they're in the compactor scene, Joseph Campbell talks about how that's the alchemical transformation. He's pulled down into the water by the beast. He's baptized. And when he emerges, he's a new Luke. He's a new revived Luke. So I said, okay, that's weird. So if you look at this, you have it's the Death Star. So you have the star here. This is a Manly P. Hall plate, bro. He had a collection of alchemical texts, so I went ahead and I overlaid it. And in this scene, remember, they go through the exhaust port of the Death Star. So I put the X-Wings are very fallacy. Right? They look like phallics. And you have the Death Star, so I overlaid it over, and I said, okay, this is an alchemical vessel. But not only that, but think about how many kids' lives were changed, how many people's lives were changed from these movies, dude, from these people putting this out there and showing it to, it's a mass initiation, in my opinion, what these guys are doing in Hollywood. And if you look up Hollywood, the Hollywood tree, and what they make the wands out of, if you want to go down that rabbit hole, these elites would study models, little miniature models of palaces, of places, and they would construct that palace in their mind. Another aspect of a Pythagorean palace is that when they have that model of that real place in the quote-unquote real world, whoever is in that building, in the actual building, the practitioner that is studying the model is able to tap in psychically into the mind of the person in the real building. The practitioner is able to tap into the memories of the person that's in the real building by just studying the model, by studying the simulacra. Look up Francis Yates, The Art of Memory. And I recommend you read that book, bro. That book is amazing. Francis Yates was amazing. And the stuff that she gets into is next level. Again, talking about the world's a stage. Well, it's a theater. And she talks about the theater of the mind. This idea that you're able to tap into somebody's thoughts by studying a model of and creating a world in your own mind and sympathetically, in a sympathetic, magical way, tap into the other person, that blows my mind. That's why they want to put us in these 15-minute cities, bro. They want to be able to trace exactly where everyone goes, and you're going to be within 15 minutes of anywhere in your city. I mean, if you look at the layout of Washington, D.C., if you look at the layout of Disney, if you look at the layout of any major city, it's adhering to these Pythagorean principles, and they're invoking different states of consciousness within the architecture. And you're passing through these gateways, right? We're back to the gateway. Well, an arch, they call it a gateway, bro.
Right. Here's the arch that they're writing about. Yep, the gateway.
You know, the reason a door is shaped the way it is because it's supposed to cut off your soul. And when you come in through the door, that's why you forget things when you come in through a door. You go, I forgot what I was in here for. Well, you just left it outside, brother.
This movie, Something in the Dirt, they were going to title it Something in the Door or something like that. And it's all about this door.
Oh.
And this doorway. So now it's making more sense on a deeper level.
It's tied to Vitruvius, bro. Vitruvius in his books of architecture, which they make you read these books when you go to school for architecture. They make you read these books, and he stated, these are his principles, that certain rooms need to be used for certain things, or else the feng shui, he didn't say feng shui, but that's what feng shui is, the layout of a room, the energy flow. He talked about certain rooms being used for certain things would throw the energy off. Well, I think that's why they're doing so many cookie cutter communities.
Right.
It's the same house over and over and over and over again. What doesn't
Edward
work
Scissorhands. There? Hands.
Yeah, dude, it's like, again, like these dystopian, hey, neighbor, how you doing? You know, they're waving over like some Truman Show type of thing where they're keeping us in these boxes and these cubes. You can find me, thejuanajuanpodcast.com. And on there, I have my comic book, The Chosen Juan versus the Saturnian Cube. Yeah, there you go. I got the Occultist Mundi as well. Just different topics that are really interesting. Divination, magic, the occult. I have some homunculus stuff there. And I really appreciate you having me on, Donut, because you've helped me out a lot, bro, and I enjoy these episodes.
It's Donut. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe button, and God bless you.